by this Scroofy. It will be something that we cannot afford.
You cannot afford it. Okay. Yes, now that the table has been set, if the institutions have to generate 75% IGR, mm-hmm. the students will suffer because the school fees will be jacked up. Okay. The question I have for you, President, yeah. President of the SUG Polytechnic Ibadan, is what do you want as a student's body?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Michael. As a student leader, I would emphasize more on that of the IGL, because if there's an increase in that of the percentage, will that still stop everything we are clamoring for now? If it's still at the same point, because before there was an agreement,
mm-hmm.
there was a round table.
Oh, yes.
And even if we leave, what we're talking about of being a student leader is just within months. Even if we leave, there will still be whatever is it they will still go with. And rounding up everything, they will come to a round table and settle this thing. Before now, we all know what the country is saying now.
Mm-hmm.
General economic crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And to Nigeria, we are still not leveling up with what other countries have left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not saying the government is right with their decision.
Okay.
Neither am I saying the union is right at their decision. But okay. In one quarter, they are injuring some of our students from not having access to some many things as being a student.
Hmm.
If I can rephrase back some weeks or last month,
mm-hmm.
I was opportunity to meet with some students who were going for service, okay. and they needed their call-off letter.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the issue of the strike,
the non-academic staff,
yeah.
so they can't go to the offices.
And you know, students were clamoring as mm-hmm. in they needed to go. And also, mm-hmm. equivocation program was meant to
mm-hmm.
debated in the Polytechnic about.
Oh yes.
But because of the strike now,
mm-hmm.
it held back the students from convocating.
Okay.
And if we see it this way, if this party is giving in a headable instance mm-hmm. and the other party is doing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
we are not going to drive at a solution.
Okay.
What I want is solution.
Solution.
Yeah, from okay. the both parties.
I want a definition of the solution. What exactly... Okay, maybe I should ask you to address the government first.
Okay.
If you are to meet with the governor for your state now...
Thank you very
much. What exactly would be your demand?
Going by the facts, and let's say historical facts, Ajimobi has been an admirable father
okay.
to that of the youth. He's done wonderfully well across his service.
Okay.
But you see, I don't know how to go by this adage. I'm not old enough in giving adages, but it's a fact. It's of a known fact that if you're in a good course, definitely people will see what you're doing. And if you're not... I am not Ajimobi. Ajimobi is Ajimobi. I am Kuyoro by name. And I believe if Ajimobi is Ajimobi, in being that father he has always been, there'll be listening ears, there'll be ease at whatever is it they pull to his table.
Okay. All right. So you want him to just act like a father, right?
Yeah, he has always been a father. So I believe if everything is being set accordance,
uh-huh.
he would also be the father he has always been before.
Okay, General Secretary, I want to ask you to address the unions. I know that the unions are adamant. Our money, all the other things, let them come and then we'll go back to work. Do you think that it is possible to appeal to the workers' unions? What exactly would you say to them?
Yeah, sir, before I address that of those unions, my president's address is Mr. Governor as a father. Now I would like to address Mr. Governor as an administrator.
Okay.
Before the second, this second regime,
mm-hmm.
there was a commotion in the nation that time because the ruling party had the national ideas as an opposition to the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by that time we had that the allocation of Oyo State was cut down.
Mm-hmm. Because Oyo State was in the opposition.
Yes. And as an administrator and as an economist, Mr. Governor managed the state very well.
Okay.
With this little fund.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time that, and thank God, they say that the state is out of is coming out of recession. Now we can say that the state and the nation as a whole, we are buoyant enough to carry all these responsibilities. Okay. So I would like to appeal, or let's say the union, the student union, we appeal to Mr. Governor that with this wisdom, should try to help us solve this problem as soon as possible.
Okay, can I ask you, how much of effort have you put into this thing, apart from coming here to make this appeal? Okay. Have you spoken with the workers' unions? Have you spoken with the, for instance, have you gone to the House of Assembly? I understand that there was a public, there was a hearing on this matter at the House of Assembly. I was there when the workers' unions came, and then, you know, the matter was discussed at the Assembly. And the Speaker, I remember, in rounding off, appealed to the executive to expedite action. I remember also that the Committee on Education, had a meeting with the executives of the unions as well as the administrators of the schools last week. I know of those things. Okay. But what about you? Have you really, you know, made effort to reach out to all these bodies?
Well, I could list out the bodies at which I have met with. Before anything, there are procedures towards achieving something.
All right.
I, as a person, or being a student leader of an institution, I have a body that oversees whatever is it I do, which is the National Association of Nigerian Students.
Okay.
That's NANS. I've gone for 3 meetings with them. I met the chairman, I met the vice chairman, and the solution, the summation we give, the other ICG presidents from those other state tertiary institutions came along. And what we concluded on was that we were going to be meeting the director of DSS.
Okay.
And by that point, a meeting was met with them, and the solution was we will be meeting with the Commissioner of Education, in which we have not met with now.
All right. So in a nutshell, you are planning to have a meeting with the Commissioner for Education.
Definitely.
I advise you to do that.
Okay.
I advise you also to get to the House of Assembly.
Okay.
I advise you also to ask for audience with the Executive Governor. Okay. I know he will oblige you.
Yeah, he's a listening father. He will.
All right. I need to say thanks to you for coming.
Thank you very much.
All right. I wish you success in your endeavor. I've been speaking with Bakri Ibrahim, the General Secretary of the Student Union Government, the Polytechnic Ibadan, as well as Kuyoro Olumuiwa Emmanuel, the President of the Student Union Government, the Polytechnic Ibadan. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
I also say thanks to all the other members of the ESCO who came with them.
Thank you very much.
I'll be leaving in a moment, okay? A series of commercials, and I'll be back at half past for the IBEDC program. I'd like you to join me then, okay? Is there any question you'd like to ask the Ibadan Electricity Distribution Company? Is there any complaint that you have? Okay, the platform will.